Kelly Chivukka slams Senator Lisa Murkowski for supporting Biden nominees. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on October 27, 2022. Alaska Republican U.S. Senate candidate Kelly Chivukka slams Senator Lisa Murkowski R. for her votes to confirm President Joe Biden's radical cabinet nominees during their debate on Thursday evening. The moderators asked each candidate what they thought Congress could do to help Alaska deal with the impacts of climate change, to which Murkowski touted the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill Congress passed. There are efforts that are underway, not only through the infrastructure bill that we have advanced, but the Energy Act of 2020 that I had put into law. We do focus on what we call climate resilience, Murkowski said. Chivukka then called out the Biden administration's radical environmentalist agenda and criticized Murkowski for her confirmation votes. Chivukka said, I don't think we take an either-or approach, though, to those of us who want clean air, clean water, and clean land. And we also understand that we need traditional resources in order to develop renewable resources. Unfortunately, this is the approach of the Biden administration. The radical environmentalist nominees that have been confirmed by our incumbent that have shut down our industries here in Alaska, and it's not a healthy approach for us. We can take in all of the above solutions so that we can invest in renewable energy, energy innovation for cleaner and more efficient, traditional, reasonable, and responsible uses of our development of energy up here in Alaska, Chivukka added, so that we can take in all of the above approach as we move forward in renewable energy and clean energy development in Alaska. Innovation is important. Murkowski voted to confirm Biden's Interior Secretary, Deb Haaland, as well as his Energy Secretary, Jennifer Granholm. Chivukka also called out Murkowski for her confirmation votes later in the debate when the moderators brought up Alaska's high gasoline and heating fuel prices. In Congress, I think you take a multifaceted approach. You've got to get nominees in that support energy development and lower price. The incumbent has voted for radical nominees that are actually driving this problem for us, Chivukka said. I think we also need to support energy and gas development in the refineries here in Alaska and energy production of renewable energy that will help drive down the prices here in Alaska. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.